X-ray emission from a rapidly accreting narrow line Seyfert 1 galaxy at Z equals 6.56, by Julian Wolf et al. This study aims at identifying luminous quasars at Z greater than 5.7 among X-ray selected sources in the E-Rosetta Final Equatorial Depth Survey, EFEDS, in order to place a lower limit on black hole accretion well into the epoch of reionization. We confirm the low significance detection with E-Rosetta of a previously known, optically faint Z equals 6.56 quasar from the Subaru HiZ Exploration of Low Luminosity Quasars, SHELLQs, survey. We obtained a pointed follow-up observation of the source with the Chandra X-ray telescope in order to confirm the E-Rosetta detection. Using new near-infrared spectroscopy, we derived the physical properties of the supermassive black hole. Finally, we use this detection to infer a lower limit on the black hole accretion density rate at Z greater than 6. The Chandra observation confirms the EFEDS source as the most distant blind X-ray detection to date. The derived X-ray luminosity is high with respect to the rest frame optical emission of the quasar. With a narrow MGII line, low derived black hole mass, and high Eddington ratio, as well as its steep photon index, the source shows properties that are similar to local narrow-line Seyfert 1 galaxies, which are thought to be powered by Young's supermassive black holes. In combination with a previous high redshift quasar detection in the field, we show that quasars with L2 10 keV greater than 10 carat 45 erg S1 dominate accretion onto supermassive black holes at Z approximately 6. This was X-ray emission from a rapidly accreting narrow line Seyfert 1 galaxy at Z equals 6.56 by Julian Wolf et al.